Ryan Wood, head girls hockey coach at Masconomet High School, is joining us at this time. Ryan, welcome. Great to have you with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Ryan. Well, you guys are starting on Saturday, I understand, playing at Quincy and the Quincy co-op team. But tell me about your team and what you've been able to accomplish so far in the first week of practices.
Yeah, we have a lot of real veteran leadership coming back this year. We only graduated 4 players from last year's squad. But, you know, we were involved in the Pingree Jamboree tournament this weekend. So we were able to play 3, you know, half games, if you will, against some pretty good competition. And it really gave me a good look at, you know, what players are actually ready to, you know, compete at that varsity level. And, you know, it also gave me an opportunity to kind of see the, you know, other, you know, idiosyncrasies that, you know, they have or as part of their game.
Well, I'm sure it's always a learning experience for you to, but much needed to go out and see them actually in some game action. So what did you learn? I mean, what do you have to work on?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of our setbacks last year was, you know, we struggled with, you know, any sort of setbacks during a game, whether it be, you know, a bad call or, you know, we suffered 2, you know, really bad back-to-back goals. We just had a lot of trouble really trying to regroup and get back onto our game. And I think this year, you know, I think, you know, we've learned from that. So I see that as definitely benefiting us that we're a little bit, you know, mentally stronger in that capacity. I do this year have, you know, some pretty good talent up front. Last year we were a little bit more defensive minded. We had a great goalie who graduated last year, and you know our defense was really stout. So we, you know, we were playing games that were, you know, 4-2 and 2-1. But this year I think, you know, we're going to be able to really put up some goals this year. We got some pretty good firepower up front.
Great. Well, tell me who some of those players are you're counting on for the goal scoring.
Yeah, our senior assistant captain, Maddie Werner, she's out of Hamilton-Wenham. She had 11 goals last year. She's contributing in really all facets, power play, penalty kill. She's going to be one of our top line wingers. Izzy Sarah, who's out of Newburyport, she was, you know, tied with Maddie Werner for goals scored last year. She is probably our best all-around player. You know, and we have some younger talent, some sophomores such as Kate Irons out of Georgetown, Cherise Flanagan out of Masco, and Lexi Rosenbaum out of Masco as well. So, you know, they're going to be able to really contribute in the realm of goal scoring, hopefully.
Well, let's take it back from back inside the blue line on defense. So who are you counting on defensively, and then who's in goal this year? Because obviously it sounds like a big hole you have to fill there.
Yeah, in goal, you know, we lost Molly Kelly last year, who was our all-star goalie. We do have Andrea Ferraro, who has been a four-year member of the team. You know, really hasn't saw much action, but, you know, she was able to, you know, work with Molly, and, you know, we were able to spot her in a few times. So, you know, I think if anything, the scrimmages at Pingree really gave me a good look to see on how Andrea handles game situations. In regards to the defensemen, we have Meg Hubbard out of Newburyport and Madison Brook out of Masco, who are our top-line defensemen, very consistent. Maddie's a pretty good stay-home defenseman, hard shot from the blue line. And Megan Hubbard, she can really push the play and can be an offensive threat. Over the fall season, our senior captain, Lily Dow Triton, she tore basically every ligament in her knee, and she was really you know, a great just stay-at-home defenseman, very consistent. We lost her over the fall season. So we have Sydney Sheeran, who was her defensive partner, who we're going to rely on heavily. And then that fourth spot is going to be, you know, kind of up in the air with Rhianne Thatcher, possibly getting in that spot, but, you know, where we started off the season, I was very confident on how deep we were in defense. Now with the loss of Billy, that's going to be kind of an area that we really need to work on.
Ryan, you mentioned you got girls from Hamilton, Wenham, Newburyport playing on the team. Tell me about your schedule. What is your schedule like?
Yeah, it's being part of a co-op is definitely challenging. Obviously, the communication aspect can be quite confusing at times. But we practice out of the Valley Forum in Haverhill for the most part. And, our games are there as well. Sometimes we'll be up at Lawrence, the Valley Forum there. But we have, a varsity program schedule. We practice, four times a week. We get a game either on Wednesdays or Tuesdays and then a game on Saturday. So, we have a pretty atypical, varsity schedule in that regard.
Yeah, I gotcha. And so you mentioned Quincy on Saturday. Then what are some of the other games you have coming up after Quincy?
Yeah, after Quincy, we were on a 4 or 5 game homestand where we open up at home against Beverly, who's probably going to be in the top 5 teams in the state. We actually played them in the Dingery tournament. We lost 4-1, but we were pretty shorthanded. We didn't have the full squad that day. But that's going to be a real challenge. And like I said, not to use a cliche, but it's going to be a really good litmus test to see, where our compete level is going up against, the top 5 team in the state. And then from there, we play Natick, we play Medford, we play Peabody, and we finish out our homestand, I believe, with Algonquin.
Gotcha. Well, Ryan Wood is with us. He's the girls' hockey coach at Masconomet, a co-op team. And, Ryan, any other thoughts? Oh, by the way, anyone else helping you on the coaching sidelines here or in the
– Yeah, we have Maggie Brizio. She's a health teacher over at Masco. And she's been a really big help for me trying to get, a bunch of things organized, whether it be meetings and equipment and whatnot. So she's been a big help for me.
Gotcha. And, Ryan, any other thoughts about your team this year, something I haven't asked you about that you want to just share with me?
Yeah, I think this year, last year going into my first year, I had expectations and, I really didn't set the bar so high. I knew what my team was capable of, but this year I'm really, pushing the girls to really compete and, giving them that sense of urgency. We're going to be graduating, 7 seniors and that can really, set a program back. So I'm really just trying to have them just kind of seize the moment here. So, I think making the tournament is definitely an attainable goal for us. And I think, if things go well, we can tighten up D and tighten up our goaltending situation. We could go pretty deep in the tournament.
Gotcha. Well, Ryan, it's great talking with you. Best of luck. And we hope to be in touch at some point down the, during the season. And, and we'll keep folks posted on the Masconomet hockey program. So thanks for your help.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Ryan Wood, the girls' hockey coach at Masconomet High School on MSONewsports.com.